From KLW San Francisco, it's Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Heard every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock here on 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and worldwide on KALW.org. Our expert panelists tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez and author Gerald Nachman, are here to take your call. So grab your pencils and paper, sharpen your brains, and get ready to call in and try to stump the panel with your questions and to answer theirs. The call-in number is 415-841-4134. And now, your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Eric, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter, and we hope you can give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we welcome your participation. That's very, very important to us. Our lines are totally open right now. It's a great time to call in if you have a question for us. So if you'd like to wait a minute or two, you can answer one of the ones we will pose to you. As I said, we are an audience participation quiz program, so give us a call as soon as you can, 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear us online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world just by going to kalw.org. Again, that's kalw.org. And if you would like to get a podcast of the show, hopefully, and my fingers are crossed, hopefully it will be available soon after the show, because I know there's been a lot of trouble. I've gotten plenty of emails about that. I passed them along to our station manager here, and he says that he thinks the problem has been fixed. If any of you have had trouble getting through, and I know many of you have, to get the podcast, please continue to email me and let me know, and I will pass that along. But we're all doing our best here to make sure that's fixed. So hopefully it's fixed tonight. So again, to get the podcast, it's kalw.org, and they can direct you in that way. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. I do want to remind you, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, et cetera, et cetera. So again, that number is 415-841-4134. I do want to say a special note of thanks to Jerry, of course, and Leah Garchik and Joshua Cosman, who filled in for me. I needed a fill-in very suddenly over the last couple of weeks. I had a family crisis to deal with. So anyway, so thank you very, very much for your help, the three of you, and I appreciate it, and it was great of them to do that, especially Leah, who was a little bit under the weather for 1 week, so thanks especially to her. So, okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions, and here's the first. Our resident wild and crazy guy, Jerry Nachman, mad as a March hare, is following March Madness and looks forward to the return of Mad Men.
Thank you, Dana. If our moderator wants to see Mad Men at an early 60s viewpoint, he simply has to listen to any of the Republican candidates speaking.
So, that is us, and we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Speaking of all that, when was the first national debate between presidential candidates broadcast?
So you don't want the candidates, you just want the year?
Like if you know the candidates and the year, yeah.
So when you say broadcast, it could have been broadcast on the radio then, too.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify just a little bit further, so were the candidates in the same room, or is it one of those?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Huh.
When was the first national debate between presidential candidates broadcast, and who were they?
Well, I mean, the quickest or easiest answer is to say Kennedy and Nixon in 1960.
No.
But that's not.
No, okay. That's wrong.
All right. So it's before that, then. Mm-hmm. We can establish that.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, it wasn't Eisenhower and Stevenson that I recall. So how about Dewey and Truman?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, just to read the question once more.
This is between GOP rivals.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I thought I did. I mentioned it. So, well, it is between GOP rivals.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Maybe I didn't.
Okay, go ahead and read the question again.
When was the first national debate between presidential candidates broadcast? Yeah, you're right. I didn't say that. Between GOP rivals.
All right.
Okay.
I won't give you a hard time about it.
Finally got it right on the third try.
All right. All right. Well, I'll do a couple questions here, and then we'll take a call. What is the single most choked on item in the United States?
Pretzels?
No, that's the only in the White House, I guess. One more guess.
Oh, gee. One more?
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, well.
For now.
Most choked on item.
Yeah.
Well, maybe potato chip.
No.
Okay.
So what is the, according to, I think this is taken from.
You mean fatally choked on?
It didn't say fatally.
Okay.
So, but what is the single most choked on item in the United States? I'm talking about human beings. So it's not a chicken bone or something like that. Yes, so tell me that. I think this is from hospital emergency rooms or something that they give they keep track of this.
Is it a common item?
It's definitely something you would find around the house, yes. Yes.
Well, Mama Cass, what was it? Is it a ham sandwich she was having?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a ham sandwich.
Okay.
I mean, it could be food, so I just want to let you know.
Oh, not necessarily food. Huh?
But not necessarily food, but it could be food.
Jeez.
All right. Second
string.
Second question is, what is the single most recycled product in the United States? It's a 99% recycling.
Paper.
No.
Not paper.
Not paper. Mm-hmm. What is the single most recycled product in the United States?
Is that a household item?
Yeah, you could conceivably find it in the house.
Conceivably? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you would find it in the house, in a part of the house. So once more, what is the single most choked on item in the United States? And what is the single most recycled product in the United States? It's a 99-cent efficiency on as far as recycling goes.
I'd imagine it's not paper, but...
It's not paper. No paper is involved.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from San Mateo.
Hi, Garrett.
Got a couple questions.
All right.
The first one is, what Marx Brothers film was not seen in theaters until 1974 and on television until 1979?
Animal Crackers.
Yeah, give yourself a film.
All right.
Here's another one. Which three James Bond novels and films had the villains' names in the titles?
Village names?
The villains' names.
A villain's name. Oh. Goldfinger.
Yeah, great.
What was the second one?
Dr. No.
What's the third one?
That's the hard one, I guess.
The Man with the Golden Gun.
Yes, give yourself another bell.
All right.
It's the most recycled product. Is it plastic?
It is not. There is a little plastic involved in it, but it's not basically made of plastic, no.
Well, can say it's right.
Well, thank you.
So this is like a specific item. Like paper would be too broad a category. It'd have to be something.
Yeah, it's a very specific item.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made up of different things. So it's not just like one made up of. It's not
and
made
what
of
you
one
said, plastic
thing.
Is part of it.
Plastic is part of it, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And I think, it's not the major part. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin, good to hear from you.
Good to be here, and nice to have you back, Dana. Oh. Hope all is well for you now.
Oh, thank you.
Couple questions for you.
All right. Anything? Any Stupnagel and Bud questions tonight?
No.
I keep hoping you'll ask another one, but all right, fine.
No, I'll do that for you.
All right,
I got to do something on Charo.
Okay. Charo, all right, fine.
Not enough questions on her.
Okay.
I'm not sure that Man with a Golden Gun really qualifies, though, considering the guy's name was Scaramanger.
Well, that is true, but he accepted the answer, so I'm not going to quibble.
Okay, so in London, this is my question for you guys. In London, what is the knowledge?
Oh, that's what the cab drivers have to learn for it's about 2 years of driving around before they get their license.
That's right. So now here comes the tough part of the question for you.
Oh, I thought that was tough enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It does take them about 34 months to prepare. What do you think is the average number of times that somebody has to take the test in order to be able to pass?
Gee.
Mm.
And 34 months is the time, huh?
No, that's the average time for preparation.
2.5 years, yeah. Wow. She was 3 times.
You want to take a guess, Dana?
I'm going to say, maybe this is, I'm being overly optimistic, but I'm going to say once.
No, actually about 12.
Oh, 12.
12.
Right. I figure if you study for 34 months,
you'd
then...
You'd be an old man by the time you got your license.
Good at it by then. But you have to know... I know you have to know every single street in London.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the center of London, in about a 5 or 6 mile radius, how many streets do you think they have to know?
Wait a minute. In the center of London, how many streets?
So in the city of London, which is the central area.
The city of London, if you go to the center part of that...
Gee, I don't know. 500?
I don't know how many streets there are, because there are a lot of very small streets, too.
12 times? I can still reeling from that number.
Gosh.
How many... 6 mile radius within the center of London.
I'll say 1,500. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
25,000.
My God.
Wow.
Wow. So there's no limit on how many times you can take the test then?
I don't know.
12 times, is that correct? Yeah, that's 3 years. That's 36 years somebody, the average person would be studying. I don't know.
No. But I mean, you can once you study for 34 months, you can, or you can take the test at 12 times. Or
Oh, yeah,
you
know, of course.
So okay. You don't have to wait every 34.
I figured that maybe you had to wait another 3 years.
You would be an old man
years,
by
so.
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It does come from the UK government website.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Take those numbers as real. All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Yes.
Question. What? I want to take a guess on the choking.
Yes.
Coins?
Coins. Well, I guess with children that does happen, but no, not that's they're not coins.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye now.
Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. I hope you're enjoying the show. We do have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And let's see. I do want to remind you that you are listening to 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight is... It's limited to two.
Panel of one.
Panel of, well, it's I include myself. Of course, Jerry Nachman, whose paperback version of his book, and of course you can get the hardback version too, if you so desire. They're right here on our stage tonight, Ed Sullivan's America. I look forward to him writing his next book, so I don't have to keep saying that. And
me too.
It's available in all your better bookstores, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I can't recuse you because then there'd be nobody to answer the question, but so I'll
use my discretion.
Okay. Who is the first foreign actress to win an Oscar for Best Picture? And what was the movie?
You mean the first foreign actress? Wait a minute, that didn't come out right. You said the first foreign actress to win an Oscar for Best Picture?
Yeah.
No, you mean the first foreign actress to win an Oscar for Best Actress?
For Best Actress.
Okay, you said Best Picture.
Gosh. Oh, boy. It's bad. Okay, best actress, yeah.
Well, when you say foreign, you mean not born in the United States?
Correct.
Okay. But they might have lived here for a long time.
They might have.
Okay. Well.
So you don't know that, necessarily.
I can take a guess. You want me to take a guess, or you want me to...
All right, take a guess. I know myself. You're going to nail it.
Louise Rainer,
mm-mm.
Who was born in Austria.
No, but she did most of her acting here, right?
She made
this actress did not do most of her acting in America.
Oh, okay.
I just throw that in as a clue.
You're always leaving out these important things.
No, that wasn't part of it. I'm just trying to make it narrow down a little bit for you.
Okay, so read the whole thing once more.
Who was the first foreign actress, in other words, not born in America, and who did most of her acting abroad to win an Oscar for Best Actress?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay, I think I have an answer for the choking question.
Yes.
Would it be a toothpick?
It would be a toothpick, yes.
Very good.
Oh,
mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Actually, I have to withdraw my clue.
Yeah.
I think probably most of her acting was done here, but okay.
All right.
This actress I'm looking for. Okay.
What is the single most choked on item in the United States? And that is a toothpick.
Of course.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's that famous story about, who was it? A famous playwright who died from choking on a toothpick. Not Sidney Howard.
Tennessee Williams?
No, it was... I'll think of it in a minute.
He died in some equally bizarre way, I think.
Yeah. So, anyway, and next call.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
I was wondering about the aluminum, I mean, about the recycling. Is it aluminum?
It is not aluminum.
Okay, and then for the foreign actress, would that be Catherine Deneuve?
No, it would not. That's a very good guess, though.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, I have a question about art, because I know how much Jerry enjoys that, especially Walter Keane.
Does it have to do with cartoons? And
no.
Okay, real art.
But you would know who this person was. Okay. Who is the most forged American artist of all time?
Forged?
Forged. In other words, the fake copies of his work.
This is a classical artist.
Well, it's an American artist, but it's a very recognizable name.
Is this a contemporary?
No, not living.
Hmm.
Who is the most forged American artist of all time?
Homer?
No, that's a good guess.
Okay.
Good guess, but no. I can know the guess if you want.
Thomas Aikens?
No, that's good too. All right, so once more, who is the most forged American artist of all time? Now, it could be in any medium. You know, it could be a painter, it could be a sculptor.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It could be a pop artist, too.
Yeah, but it's not really a pop artist.
Okay, okay.
So, just so you know.
Because they would be the easiest to fake.
I suppose, yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you there, caller?
Hello.
You're on.
Hi. Is the most forged artist Warhol?
No.
Okay, can I take another swing at it?
Oh, sure.
Okay, was it, his name just flew out of my head. The one with Pollock.
The one with who? I'm sorry?
Pollock.
Oh, Jackson Pollock. No, not Jackson Pollock.
Okay, but I was really calling about most recycled item. Would it be bottles?
It is not bottles.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
How about Wyeth?
No.
Okay.
Not Wyeth. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 415-841-4134. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
It's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I wanted to take a stab at the foreign-born actress to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
Would that be Claudette Colbert?
No.
Oh, well, she was born in France.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when she won.
1934.
Yeah, they happened one night.
Well, I didn't say.
I think Jerry was.
I didn't know she was born in. She would.
Here, Lily,
she would be the answer, but
Lily Cachon or something is her name. But maybe Jerry meant somebody who worked primarily overseas before they came?
Well, that was batted around.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're technically right, but that's not my answer.
All right, I'm going to give you a bell.
Get a bell anyway. I didn't know Colbert was born.
Yeah, she was born in France.
Well, that's all I have.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
She's thought of as a foreign actress. Claudette Colbert is not thought of as a foreign actress.
All right. You're slicing this very thin. I don't know.
Well, no. I should have set up the ground earlier.
All
okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Yeah, I just had the same answer, Claudette Colbert.
Well, I'm going to give you a bell, too.
Well,
yeah, I mean, she was the first.
So when did she come over? When she was 3 years old? That doesn't count.
She was born in 1905, and she came over when she was three or something, but she was born in...
Okay. Well, you're right. You're right. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was Parisian.
Okay. All right.
So, all right. What can I say?
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right. We'll give you another chance, Jerry. Give us another question.
Oh, thank you. All right. What do Hilary Swank, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Julie Andrews all have in common?
Hilary Swank, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Julie Andrews. Well, can you frame it in any sort of way at all?
No other way.
Is it a physical thing?
In a sense.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think Eric had was gave me the answer in my ear. They all played men.
That's right.
Right.
I was going to add Janet McTeer, but that would have given it away a little earlier.
Yes.
Very good, Eric.
Yeah. All right, give us something else.
Oh, thank you. All right. Okay, I'm trying to get away from these movie questions. What three government agencies have had jurisdiction over the National Weather Service since it was created in 1870? Mm. You have to get two out of three for a bill, I think.
All right. So I will say the Department of the Interior and the Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture is correct.
All right. So
it says have had. In other words, Interior right. is what they're under now, I assume, yeah. right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right. Read the question.
So agriculture. Well. What three government agencies have had jurisdiction over the National Weather Service since it was created in 1870? And Dana got agriculture. I'm looking for two others.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Yeah, Rich in Sunnyvale.
Hi, Rich.
I have a guess as to the most recycled product.
Yes.
Is it concrete?
It is not concrete.
Oh, can I guess one more time?
Yeah, sure.
How about asphalt?
No.
Oh, okay. That's it. Oh, one more.
Yes.
One more. Gold.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
But thank you, though. They're both good guesses. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Well, you said plastic is part of it. And that's,
plastic is yeah. part of it. Yeah, that's okay. true. I did say that.
All
right. Well, I have a movie question, although Jerry's tired of this. Who is the only actor, and I'll want more from you, but who is the only actor who was nominated for Best Actor 4 years in a row without winning? And what were the four films?
Huh.
If you get one, you'll probably get, if you get the name of the actor, you'll probably get at least a couple of the movies. So who is the only actor who was nominated for Best Actor 4 years in a row without winning? And what were the four films? They're all extremely well-known films.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't have any interesting guess.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Nope.
I don't.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. through the courtesy of KALW. So give us a call. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
I am.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Lorraine from San Francisco.
Hi.
I wanted to see, since the combination of recycled items, is that refrigerators?
It is not a refrigerator.
Oh, because it had a mixture. And then possible answer to the most, I'm not sure if it was the artist that possibly was the United States artist. Was that Ansel Adams?
No, not Ansel Adams.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
So it sounds like it's something like a refrigerator, a big item.
It's not terribly big. The item is not huge.
It's not terribly
no.
big. Oh.
No.
Toaster oven.
Well, I say sort of interesting you would say that because it is not dissimilar in size to a toaster oven.
Okay.
But it is not a toaster
it's
oven.
It's not bigger than a bread box, in
no.
other words.
Okay. Well, it's
all right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think the foreign-born actress was Sophia Loren for Two Women.
when was that? What year was that?
About 61, I think. 62.
No. This is earlier.
This is earlier. Jerry says it's earlier.
Oh. That's not it, then.
No.
Okay, American artist, Norman Rockwell.
Oh, that's an excellent guess, but no, not Norman Rockwell.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Hey, Ed. Good.
I have an answer from last week, which I'll give you one of the callers did say correctly. But I have three questions, very interesting and very short.
Three? You're moving up here.
All right, go ahead. Ed.
In the Middle East. Whether a Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, you call this fish Samak Musa, which means fish of Musa. And Musa is, our prophet Musa. Why? What fish is it? and why is it called Samek Moose? So, a little bit, you know, do you know?
It's a common fish in America?
It's a common fish in America. Yeah, you have it in your favorite restaurant. Now, think about it. It's
I mean, I am thinking about it.
Interesting meeting.
Halibut. Halibut.
No.
Is this an ocean fish or not?
It could be an ocean. It could be a sea. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it's a saltwater fish.
It is saltwater fish.
All right. And
now, remember, it is named after our man Musa, so there's connection. Why is it called?
Named after who? I didn't hear the name.
Musa.
Musa, you know, Moses, the prophet.
Oh, Moses, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's called Samek Musa. Or
named after Moses. Him.
But the name we know it by is not that.
Well, it's not well known in America with that name, but in the Middle East it is.
Okay.
And it's very, very popular fish to eat.
Hmm.
So, okay. The fish of Moses.
All
what
right.
is it? And just I'll give you a hint. Right. Remember, Moses parted the Red Sea. Supposedly, really, the Sea of Reed as the new thing, but he parted the sea. So that fish was affected by parting of the sea.
Oh, right.
So, you know, it's kind of. All right, the second question, well, KLAW is FM station.
Mm-hmm.
When you fly an airplane, and you talk to the ground, what does the pilot use, AM or FM, and why?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. sort of three good question. Okay, leave it one of the audience, I'm sure we'll get it.
All right.
Okay, that's very important. Third question is very easy. When you go to visit the British Museum, lots of people wanted to see Ginger. Who is Ginger, and why was he called Ginger?
How do you spell it?
Ginger.
Oh. Ginger like ginger?
Yeah. Well, they know ginger as, which in that it implies somebody with red hair.
Okay, what is it? Who is he? Well, I shouldn't say who.
Oh, yes, yeah, a famous king or queen, right? No?
So is this something with red hair? Or it is
something with red hair.
Didn't Queen Victoria have red hair?
No.
No, but remember, when you go there to see, it is...
Why do I think the British Museum would have all the things from ancient Egypt?
Right.
Oh, of course.
This isn't Nefertiti, is it?
No.
No.
Okay. I would tell you that object is almost 5,300 years old.
Right. It is a bust, probably, right?
No.
It's not a bust. Okay.
It was a living thing.
It was living. Oh, so it's one of the mummies then.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah, the 53-year-old mummy. And actually was mummified naturally in the desert.
Oh.
Again, many other mummies, but he had distinct red hair, and people can get it online. Okay, so we have the fish of Moses, and we have the pilot radio transmission. Is it AM or FM, and why? Then the answer from last week was really interesting. It came out that Einstein was right after all, that neutrinos cannot travel faster than the speed of light, and nothing can travel faster than light, except there are something that they travel faster than the speed of light. Not only that, the slowest speed they can travel with is the speed of light. So they can go twice the speed of light, 10 times speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
Not only they don't contradict Einstein, but also they are predicted by the Einstein equation. All of us are used the equation E squared equal M squared, E equal MC squared. Well,
right.
Actually, the equation is E squared equal M squared E to the power fourth plus C squared P squared, and P is the momentum. If you take the square root of both sides, you're going to get plus or minus. Well, what is a minus? That is what's the minus, negative energy, and this are tachyons.
Let's go back to the fish.
All right.
Yes. I'd rather go back to the fish.
Yeah, back to the fish and to the MFM.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Our tutorial for the day. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Was the nominated actor who never won, was it Peter O'Toole?
No, it wasn't. I didn't say this person never won. I said they were nominated four times in a row and didn't win.
Oh, sorry. How about...
But it wasn't Peter O'Toole, I'm sorry.
How about the actress? Is it Ingrid Bergman?
Who?
Ingrid Bergman.
Remember the actress who you asked earlier about the foreign-born?
Yeah.
And she said Ingrid Bergman.
No.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you.
All right. It's not Greer Garson, is it?
No.
Because we have an awful lot of actresses who were born.
This is a very bad question.
All right. Well, just give the answer. Just give the answer that you had, and then we can hash it out.
Well, I have Simone Signore in 59 for Room at the Top.
Okay. Well, I mean, she was obviously foreign-born actress.
Yeah, but she wasn't probably not the first then, because Bergman would have won earlier, right?
Yeah, Bergman made films in Sweden, and Greer Garson, and Liz Rayner.
Where did I get that question?
I don't know.
Get lost.
All right.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bad question.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
We have Mary Pickford as the first foreign-born.
Yeah, she's from Canada.
That's a very good point.
Very you good win point. It. I'll you win
you
that. For that.
Thank you. I want a flurry of bells here.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Ding, ding. Keep them coming. Yeah. Recycled item. How about motor oil?
No.
Forged artist. How about Keith Haring?
No. Oh, that's a good guess, but no, not Keith Haring.
Okay, we're done.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
You dare to call on me again?
Yeah. All right. What choice do I have?
Goofed up so many already. I'm sorry. What a mess. All right. Let me try to redeem myself here a little bit. What is the iodine state?
The iodine state.
I don't know. There must be a lot of iodine that comes from there, but I don't know what. Is iodine a natural?
I don't know.
Comes out of the earth.
Careful, Ed will call back.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Give us a speech on that.
Yes.
The iodine state.
Oh. I have no idea why it's called that, except maybe a lot of iodine comes from there.
Right, I don't think it's a natural. I mean, it has to be mixed, doesn't it? I'm not sure. Okay. All right, so leave that out because I have no logical guess. So I guess I'll just take a guess just for the heck of it. The iodine state.
There's no way you can. It's another bad question. No way you can figure this out. That's two tonight. See if I can go for a trifecta.
I'll just say Indiana.
No.
I don't know why, but.
No, I don't know why either.
Okay, and.
It starts with I.
Next call.
You need help.
Not yet, but, well, yeah, with the iodine question, yeah.
What was that?
That was the recording.
Oh.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, Colin?
Is it me?
It is you.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to take a shot at the most recycled item.
Yes.
Is it Bakelite?
Say it again.
Bakelite? Bakelite.
Bakelite.
Oh, Bakelite. Oh, okay. No, it's not Bakelite.
Okay. All right. That was my only guess.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are about halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, what do you say?
All right. Which three government agencies have had jurisdiction over the National Weather Service since it was created in 1870? Danny guessed agriculture, which is correct. When was the first national debate between presidential candidates? They were both GOP rivals. And I think that's, what is the iodine state?
So
okay.
the debate, they were running for Senate. They weren't running for president. So you weren't thinking like Lincoln Douglas debates or anything.
No, presidential
like that.
Candidates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope I got this one right.
All right. Okay. And who is the most forged American artist of all time? Okay. Who is the most forged American artist of all time? And it's not necessarily a painter. Okay, so there is something for you to work on. Could be a non-painter.
Could be not a sculptor.
Could be a sculptor. So.
Okay.
And let's see. What else did I have out here? Oh, yes. What is the single most recycled product in the United States? What is the single most recycled product in the United States? We've already sort of discussed, it's around the size of a small toaster oven, but it is not a toaster oven, and it is made from different materials. It's not one material.
Because I know I've thrown out two toaster ovens in my lifetime. Yeah.
And it's 99% efficiency as far as recycling in the U.S.
Oh, really?
For this product, yes. And I have to clarify something. Earlier, I asked you... let's see. I asked you what actor had been nominated four times for Best Actor and not won, four times in a row, I should say, and not won any of those. But it was my mistake. It was three times. So there, I'm gonna sort of redo the question in general here. There are two actors who have been nominated three times in a row. That means 3 years running for Best Actor and not won. Now, I'm not saying they didn't win eventually, but they didn't win three times in a row. So who are those actors, and see if you can name any of those movies.
Are they both men?
They are both men.
Okay.
So two actors have been nominated for Best Actor 3 years in a row without winning. Okay? So who are those actors, and see if you can name any of the movies.
Are they contemporaries?
Yes, they are roughly contemporaries. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For the recycle item, is it a microwave oven?
It is not a microwave oven.
Okay. For the Weather Service, Department of War.
Yeah, that was the first one. Very good. Department of War.
That's good. Uh-huh.
And one more.
On the Forged Artist, could it be Calder?
It is not Calder.
Okay. And I have a question.
Yes.
In English, there are a number of acronyms of Latin phrases.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you the acronyms, will you give me the Latin and what it means and how it's used?
Well, you may be very optimistic about this, but we'll see.
Well, it's pretty pervasive.
I did take Latin for 2 years, but I remember nothing. So
first one is QED.
Oh, yeah, as proven, but I don't know what the Q and the E and the D stand for.
Yeah, I have to work on that. All right, give us another one.
R.I.P.
Oh, I used to know that. Oh, gosh.
Requiem in Pace.
Pretty
right.
Close, yes.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Uh-huh.
Right, get a bell. I.E.
Oh, that's a good one.
Should know this.
Should I? I use it enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even guess.
When I was a kid, I always thought it meant an example.
It's important to know this. Yeah.
Yes, it is. We these are all fairly common. And we
what else?
Know
these are good.
Right away. Go ahead.
E.G.
Ooh.
E.G. Well, that's C.G. Marshall.
E.G.
Movies on the mind.
Yeah, I know. Huh. QED. QED. I used to know that. What is that?
The G probably stands for.
No, give us QED. What is that?
Quod erat demonstrandum.
Mm. Ooh, didn't know that.
Right. And Jerry got RIP.
Yeah.
So we need IE and EG. IE, why are we getting that?
Yeah.
I should know that right away. Id est?
Very good.
All right, Eric knew that.
Yes.
Such as.
Good job, Eric.
Id est, ID?
That is.
Okay, very good. I didn't know that. EG. EG.
What's EG, Eric? Did you go to Catholic school?
I was just going to ask that, yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah, all right.
See, you knew it would come in handy one day.
All right, give us EG.
Exempli gratia.
Okay, you had it, Eric. You had it. All right.
What is that again?
Exempli gratia.
Good
gratia.
Good
for
job.
Example.
Okay, oh, great. Wonderful.
Very good.
We should have done much better. Eric did the best of anybody. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. It's Dave in Essex.
Hi, Dave. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Back in the 1940s, the Metropolitan Opera in New York was very impressed by the work of a certain movie star. And they offered this movie star two roles in two operas, two different operas. But the movie star said, no way. Who was the movie star that turned down the Metropolitan Opera?
Well, let me clarify this.
The star had never been in an opera before, you mean?
Was this a singing role?
Yeah.
Or, okay. Because, you know, sometimes they're...
Yeah, right,
not.
Okay, yeah. Like Sid Caesar played a role in...
they always played the jailer in
yeah,
the opera.
Yeah,
and
Fluttermouse?
Yeah, I think it was.
Fluttermouse, yeah.
So was this Mario Lanza?
No.
Well, he'd been an opera singer, I presume. So,
but I don't think he'd been at the Metropolitan. So, but it was somebody who had a nice.
Was this more like more of a pop voice at the time?
I cannot say.
But was this an actor who appeared in musicals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't say that either? Well, if you're not sure about that, then...
Ethel Merman.
Yeah, no.
she could have handled it.
So this person was known as basically a straight actor, not as a musical star.
Boy, you're trying to win.
No, he would have been, he or she would have been a musical star. Why would they ask him? He said it was a singing role.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Jeanette MacDonald.
No.
Good guess. Yeah.
Did you say man or a woman, or did you not say?
I did not say.
Yeah, Jeanette MacDonald, certainly.
Irene Dunne. Yeah.
Makes it harder for you. No. I better tell you.
Okay. Well, let me just think about one. Give us some kind of hint. Anything.
Man or
can you give us one? I suppose you could give us the name of one of their movies that would.
I already gave you the hint.
Yeah.
I said the 40s.
You didn't say man.
Deanna Durbin.
Give yourself a bell.
That was the only other one I could think of that sang in that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Dana, we have not had a mystery record for several weeks.
I know. I should have played one tonight, but
you promise faithfully next week to bring in a mystery record?
For you, I will do it.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I know you like those when I bring in the movie stars.
I love those. Yeah, okay. Sure. Everybody does, yeah.
And next call.
Hi. I believe that's me.
It is you.
Okay. Yes. I got scooped on the weather service being under the War Department.
Okay.
There's one other. That's only two of three.
That's right.
I think one of the branches of the military.
No, it is not.
Either the Army or the Navy.
No, that's a very logical guess, but no.
Okay, and on the most forged artist.
Yes.
Would that by chance be Andy Warhol?
Oh, that's an excellent guess, and I know there are forgeries of his work floating around, but no, it's not Andy Warhol.
Okay, I seem to have... come up empty tonight, but thank you for the program.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Excuse me. Here, I'll do a question. What do we got? All right. What is the longest... I don't know if this has ever come up. You can tell me maybe if it has. What is the longest one-syllable word in English?
Longest one syllable.
The longest, and let's see, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 letters.
Strength?
No. Not strength. I think I mean, when we did that before, it was
strength. Strength was the answer to something else.
It was.
The most longest with one syllable, I think, yeah. I mean, with one vowel.
This also has one vowel.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the longest one-syllable word in English? Now, I could be wrong.
It's a common word.
Reference book. It's not an uncommon word.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right.
It's not something you've never heard of.
Okay.
What is the longest one-syllable word?
Can you say what part of speech it is? If you know.
That might help you too much. I don't know.
No, it won't. No. There's a lot of words out there.
I'll give you. It starts with an S. I'll give you that.
S. Oh.
Yes. All right.
So strength was close. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not strength.
Okay.
Or any variation of strength.
Okay. No. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, this is another Dave from San Francisco.
Hi, Dave.
And, I had a question about, there are three different elements, chemical elements, that are mispronounced in American English, and I was wondering if you could tell me what they were.
Three what kind of words?
Three chemical elements that are
mispronounced. We say them wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
One begins with A, and two begin with I.
I.
And I will give you a clue on the one of the I ones.
All right, go ahead.
Methyl bromine got thrown out of the strawberry patches lately. And one of the things they wanted...
iodine.
Yeah.
No, but that is said wrong. It should be iodine.
Iodine. I was wondering
because
about that.
It's chlorine and bromine.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Iodine. Okay.
Now, there are two others. One beginning with A and one beginning with I.
Gee, I can't. I don't know the elements.
Well, I will give you a clue on A.
Okay.
It is misrepresented by tinfoil.
Oh, so aluminium, is that what you're...
Exactly.
All right. Oh. Instead of aluminum.
If you look at how the word's actually spelled out, it's aluminium.
Right.
And the I.
Give us a clue.
It's not... It's the same letters, but they're in different order.
Letters in different order. No, we're not getting it.
I-R-O-N.
Oh.
How do you say it?
It's not iron.
It's iron?
Iron.
Really?
Like irony.
Oh, really? Very good.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
It doesn't work out.
All right. Thank you for the question.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Why is it not pronounced iron?
I don't know. I've never heard it pronounced any other way. I've been living in ignorance all my life.
Well, irony. Irony, then.
Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. And if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, you can certainly do that. 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Okay, sorry. No delay tonight, I think. In any case, this is Charlie in Berkeley.
Hi, Charlie.
And I was going to guess Alexander Calder, but that one didn't work out, so I'll try a couple other things. Recycled item?
Yes.
A computer?
Not a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, the rest of the guesses aren't anywhere near that good. Iodine State, Nebraska?
No, no.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
No.
Neither did I.
All right.
Nobody does.
I guess another artist guest then, Gilbert Stuart, the guy that did Washington's portrait.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I'll give you a hint. This is a 19th and early 20th century artist.
Hmm.
So.
Well, not quite enough for me. Well, anyway, gave it my best shot.
All right.
I'll look forward to hearing the answer.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is it me?
It is you.
How about Tiffany for the artist?
Oh, that's a very good guess. There's a lot of fake
Tiffany stuff.
Especially because
he said it wasn't necessarily a painter. So,
right,
yeah.
Right. No, it is not Tiffany, though.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, since we're down to the last 12 minutes or so, I should say it's a sculptor. Okay.
It and he said not Calder.
It is not Calder.
An American.
It is an American. 19th and early 20th century.
Gee.
So, if that helps you,
mm-mm.
There you go. Do you have some quick question you could throw?
A quick one?
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had this, but it's a good last another movie question. What was the last black and white movie to win the Best Picture? Did we have that on? You must have asked that.
Well,
what's the last black and white movie to win Best Picture?
Some people would say Schindler's List, but there's a little splash of color.
There is, but that's the answer I have. I know.
Is that the answer?
That's what's usually said, but yeah, the color at the end.
Before I think it's The Apartment.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So The Apartment is probably actually correct. Yeah, okay. What 60s pop singer was born Ernest Evans?
I should know this. I don't know why I should know this, but I should know this because these things, you know, people ask them. Ernest Evans, 60s pop singer.
Yeah.
Davy Jones.
No. No. He has an equally, it was an odd name.
He had an odd name.
Yeah. odd stage name.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
No. No.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes. Yes. The recycled item is probably a lead acid battery.
You're absolutely right. The car battery.
Car battery
is
yes.
the most recycled
oh,
item.
Okay.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. More yes. than paper, though. I still can't
yes.
get it.
The lead acid car battery is the mm-hmm. most recycled mm-hmm. item in the United
okay.
States. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a guess on the third federal agency.
Yeah.
What's it called? National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration?
No.
NOAA?
No.
No, okay. And I think that guy who said aluminum is mispronounced as a crackpot. I have heard that in Australia they spell it differently, and of course they say it differently, but it is spelled without, you know. For four syllables.
Oh.
Say.
All right, we don't name call.
Don't they
on the
say
show,
that?
Though.
Don't they say that in England? Don't they pronounce it that way?
They may also in England, but the yeah. word ends.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely
does not
right. Yeah,
IUM.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I should say these three government agencies are major agencies. She mentioned a minor, more minor.
So you have two out of the three now,
or two out of all? Three? Two out of three.
Okay.
War Department and Agriculture Department. All one right. more.
So it wasn't Department of the Interior, wasn't one of them either.
Well, it might be under that now. That's I should again. I couched this question very awkwardly.
So historically, you're asking.
I think it probably is under the Interior, but
all right.
now, formerly.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes. Okay. Regarding the opera star.
Yes.
Grace Moore.
Oh, the. Oh, that's right. No, that the answer was Deanna Durbin.
Oh, not Grace Moore.
It wasn't Grace Moore. Though if I had thought of Grace Moore, I would have guessed Grace Moore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I didn't think of that.
Can you repeat the question, please? I mean,
yes. Well, actually, we didn't ask that question. One of our callers did.
Yes.
What well-known movie star in the 1940s
yes.
was offered a contract at the Metropolitan Opera?
Deanna Durbin was never offered him a contract at the Metropolitan. That's ridiculous.
It sounds a little far-fetched to
no,
me.
No, that is absurd.
Okay.
And
Grace Moore sounds much more
And Grace
possible.
Moore was a great, great star of the Metropolitan
yes.
to begin with. One of the
but
great
he said the 1940s. So
the 1940s.
No, he said she was offered it. He didn't say that she
no,
ever sang.
No, she was never offered it. I'm an authority. I'm a correspondent for Opera News, Opera Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right.
I mean, this is absurd.
Okay. All right.
My name is Eugene. Let's go by Eugene. And this is absolutely ridiculous.
All right. Well it's our one of our callers.
Let's go, Dave. Yeah.
Is a tremendous has tremendous knowledge of the movies. So maybe he just got from a bad
confused
reference
or something.
Right.
Okay. So, never. I mean,
all right.
That was the Edward Johnson regime at the Metropolitan, and she wouldn't have been given a you know a confirmario role. I mean, ridiculous.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I think he made that point pretty well.
Yeah, Dave. We do not blame you for this. I'm sure you got it from a book that said it in an authoritative way.
I've known to have done that a few times.
Yes. So
placemats and so
no, on. No, we think no less of you, Dave, for that. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that myself?
It is yourself.
All right. This is Dale Scott in Noe Valley.
Hi,
how
Dale.
You guys doing this evening?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I believe that the most counterfeited sculptor would be Frederick Remington.
You're absolutely right.
Ah, yes.
Ah, hooray, I get a bell.
Very good.
Frederick Remington, yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Who did a lot of sculptures of, Indians, cowboys, that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very popular.
That's all he did, I think.
Frederick Remington, yes. Yeah. And next call?
Iodine State, is it South Carolina?
The
it
iodine.
Is South Carolina.
Okay, longest word. Although there's
how did you know that?
Yeah. Is
how did you know that? How did you know that, Eve?
I've been around for a long time, guys. You know,
I know, but that's so obscure. You didn't look it up. You just knew it.
No,
huh?
I did not look it up. I
excellent.
Remember, but also chemistry is a chemistry question. because this were big deposits by then.
Okay. Well, that's
good. Is the fish a monkfish by any chance?
No, but I'll give you a hint about that. Is the word characteristics is the one you were looking for? The longest word in English?
No, not characteristics.
Okay, let me give you a hint about the fish, and if you don't get it, we'll leave it for next week.
All right.
What happened, the fish was caught in the middle. So when the sea split in two sides, the fish got cut in half.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Both half lived, and they look like, so what the fish were looking for looked like a half of a fish.
Okay, so it looks like half a fish.
Exactly, because you got right in the middle.
Oh, so what would that be?
What would that look like?
Catfish, flounder.
Flounder.
Flounder, they always look kind of cut in half.
It is flounder.
It is flounder. There you go.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow. I never got a biblical
fan
question.
Mail from some flounders, you used to say, on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, that was a great clue, though. You know.
All right. Good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda in El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Congratulations on getting that fish answer.
Thank you. I'm taking
good
my bounce. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to win any intellectual points on this, but Ernest Evans is Chubby Checker.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Okay, and on the weather, has anybody mentioned the Department of Commerce?
That's it. Very good.
Oh, really?
Very good, Linda.
Okay,
you knocked off two.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, good job. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin.
I wanted to throw something in there real quick.
All right.
Because when I heard the name Deanna Durbin, I had to go online and start doing some searching. I love Deanna Durbin.
Well, it's absurd. It's just absurd, you know, because Deanna Durbin would never have been offered.
No way.
That's ridiculous.
They were very interested in her, like, from what I can see on there. It was offered an opportunity at least to audition.
Yes.
So I just want to throw it out there. The truth might lay somewhere in between.
Okay, I think you're probably right.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Smooth the waters. We love Dave.
Yeah, good.
Yes, we do love Dave. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks, Kevin. So it was someplace in between. They might have been interested in her at some point. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Anna from San Francisco.
Hi.
So I don't think the apartment is the right answer for the last black and white movie.
Okay.
I think it's Raging Bull.
Oh, was that? You may well be right about that.
I think that sounds correct.
All
very good.
Your credit is...
Yay!
There you go.
Yay!
Thank you, Anna. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Well, happily, Linda cleaned up a few for me. Let's see. We got the... I'm sorry. Where am I? Oh, yeah. The first national debate between presidential GOP candidates... When was it broadcast? It was 1948, and it was between Dewey and Stassen.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I would have said Dewey and Taft.
But. Yeah, Dewey and Stassen. And I think that's all. Is that it?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. What is the longest one-syllable word in English? And you can argue with me about that by email or next week. It's screeched. S-C-R-E-E-C-H-E-D. Screeched.
E-D is not considered a... second syllable?
I guess not.
Screeched?
Screeched.
Okay, all right.
Whatever. You can argue with me about that later. And, the movie question. What two actors were nominated for Best Actor 3 years in a row without winning? That would be Marlon Brando and Richard Burton. Marlon Brando for Streetcar Named Desire, Viva Zapata, and Julius Caesar. And Richard Burton for Beckett, The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? So, if we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We certainly enjoyed bringing the show to you. Our panel tonight was Jerry Nachman and myself, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Eric Jansen and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and the phones. And above all, our thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. And thanks for being there and listening. And please listen again next week at 7. Bye-bye.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure,
you've been listening to Minds Over Matter on KALW San Francisco 91.7 FM. It's heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 o'clock. KALW turns old vehicles into great radio. How? Well, with your help. You donate your unwanted car, truck, boat, motorcycle, or other vehicle to an organization you believe in, KALW. Here's how it works. Just call toll-free 1-888-KALW-CAR. That's 1-888-525-9227 weekdays to speak to a KALW vehicle donation representative and arrange a convenient pickup time. They'll answer any questions. Again, that toll-free number is 888-KALW-CAR.